Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Are you troubled by stale podcasts in the middle of the night?
Do you love films that feature the busting of spooks, specters, or ghosts?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute.
Ghostbusters Resurrection is an RPG audio drama combining tabletop gaming and cinematic paranormal elimination adventures.
Call the professionals at nerdyshow.com/ghostbusters.
We're ready to believe you.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Welcome to Nerdy Show, a weekly podcast dedicated to every facet of nerddom. From comics and video games to science and technology, if it's geeky, we've got it covered. Hi, I'm Cap.
I'm French.
I'm Boar.
I'm Brandon.
Are you?
Yeah. It's a realm of endless pain and suffering inside Brandon's little meat body.
Yeah, I gotta pee really bad.
Oh. Well, here.
I'm holding it in for this episode. On
well, you just
how long
consumed
Brandon,
a lot of the dung.
How can Brandon... How long can I hold in my pee?
Now, sometimes we eat a lot of food here on Nerdy Show, and today is no different. But a little bit different, I suppose, because, Boar, you brought dung into the studio.
I did. I brought little bags of dung for you to try and enjoy the delicious moment.
I will. I enjoyed the moment. I would not call it delicious. You know what? Here's the thing about dung with two Ds. D-d-d-ung. Which is a Japanese snack, a potato cookie with a...
I don't know if it's
no,
Japanese.
No, it's Chinese. Definitely Chinese.
How is it definitely Chinese?
Because it's all kanji.
It'll say on there.
Hold on. Oh, okay.
There's not a lick of hiragana.
Yep, this is a Chinese food.
Oh, okay.
Plus it rolls off the tongue, Chinese.
Du-du-dung.
Du-du-dung.
Yeah, I didn't like it. It's a potato cookie. Brandon, you had a good comparison for it.
It tastes like... tastes like dried potato flakes shoved into the shape of a cookie, slightly sweetened.
Yeah, it's got some sweetness to it.
So it tastes like potato cookies.
It's not the worst thing I've ever eaten.
Ugh, Brandon,
but it's not the best.
You brought some danishes, so thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. I didn't realize there'd be dung here. I just brought the danishes on a whim. A whim.
A whim? You know, unbeknownst to everyone else, there was no memo saying please bring food. I did bring some things in the studio, though. I brought some pills.
Oh, pills?
Well, are we still doing
Ooh,
this?
Boy.
Are we still doing this shtick where we eat weird shit?
No, it's just sometimes we get desperate for topics and one thing leads to another and I find some rubbish and decide to eat
I
the
did
rubbish.
No research for this episode. I assumed there was a list on Slack that I was ignoring
there
on
actually,
purpose.
There, this time around, no, there was not.
Oh.
We're flying by the seat of our
I
pants
I haven't
here,
been
folks.
On an episode in a while because mm-hmm. I've been very busy.
Yeah.
I got accepted into... NASA's space program, and I met Elon Musk from SpaceX, so that was good.
That's great.
No, none of that happened.
I'm really sorry.
No, I've been.
I was really looking forward to seeing your film starring Elon Musk, SpaceX. Yeah.
Starring Brandon's junk in space.
That was the best joke I had. Do you think you know what keeps me up at night sometimes? Mm. Wondering, did Elon Musk name it SpaceX because he knew people would say it and it would sound like space sex? Like, did he not know that it sounds like space sex? And he's like, I just want to get away with this.
That keeps you up at night?
Oh, yeah.
Because yes. I can give you a definitive yeah, that's exactly not why.
Oh, is it really?
Sure.
How do you know this?
I just want to ease your mind.
You're lying to me. You're a filthy piece of shit liar.
No, I'm telling you the truth. And if you believe it, it's your truth too.
What does X mean in space X?
You solve for it.
Yeah, you solve for SpaceX.
That's not spelled... Is it spelled EX?
It's a sense of your impending doom, and that's what actually keeps
it's not
you
executable, I'll tell you that much. Space executable.
I mean, the problem is that we ain't shooting enough stuff out into the atmosphereless void beyond this planet, and and so he solved for X, SpaceX.
Piece of shit. I've just been I played some video games, saw some movies, did a lot of homework. That's all I've been doing.
Well,
I've just been busy.
I also saw some movies. Now, I detailed my solo experience extensively in State of the Empire, the Star Wars speculation podcast that Nerdy Show produces.
I didn't know if I wanted to talk about it much because I know you already did a review, but then I was like, I'm not going to see the movie. I have no drive or desire to see it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat.
And I was just like, I have no right to judge it because I haven't seen it. But at the same point, I'm a human being, so I'm really allowed to judge anything any other human does without thinking mm-hmm. about it too much. That's my opinion. Like, a cat can judge another cat, but I can't. So I can judge other humans. It's fine.
But you're going to judge them audaciously, I might add, without having the decency of sniffing their butthole. So.
No, I judge no animal. No animal at all. Except for the human animal.
Okay,
yes.
Right. But without sniffing their butt.
But like I'm in the somehow. Boat where it's like Solo seems a bit unnecessary. It might be a fun movie, but like half of the mystery and magic of Star Wars is hearing kind of about the characters' backstories and the adventures they must go on and stuff.
And sort of filling it in your
mind. Having an imagination. Yeah. But then that like Disney's like everything that's ever been made or mentioned in a Star Wars film now has to be made into a Star Wars whatever the fuck.
Well, I got some news for you folks. It's called the Expanded Universe, and it's been around a hell of a long time.
So they like there's books based on when Han and Chewie met.
Yeah.
And the Han Solo and the Kessel Run and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It's unnecessary.
Well, here's this movie is like an Expanded Universe novel was turned into a film. This is the kind of content that's been produced by Star Wars for Star Wars fans for well over 30 years at this point, but never has really made its way into a feature presentation.
But is that what Star Wars fans wanted? They're like, you know what? I really want to visually see Han Solo young.
It doesn't matter. It's not about that. It's about actually telling a compelling story in there. I didn't need to see Han Solo young, and I was vehemently opposed to this film.
Well, that's the thing. It could have been anyone. Why'd it have to be Han Solo?
Because he's marketable, obviously.
Well, yeah, that's
really what it comes down to. It's like, you know, hey, we can make a bunch of money by...
But then they hire people who are really passionate about it. John Kasdan, who co-wrote the script.
And then
they
fight and get fired.
No. Not those. They didn't. Phil Lord and Chris Miller, the original directors of this film, did not write it. They were just the directors.
Not necessarily writers, but I mean just like people working on stuff in general. Because Rogue One had a bunch of drama.
Mm-hmm.
Solo had drama.
Yeah, Rogue One. It's like, oh, we heard about this mission in one of the original trilogies. Now we can make it into a film. And then it's like, oh, they mentioned the Kessel Run and Han meets Chewbacca. Let's make it into a film.
Well, look,
I could pick anything they mention ever, like, and they'll make it into a film.
Did you like Rogue One, or at least parts of Rogue One?
Yeah, it was all right. It was pointless, but it was all right. I mean, I was on the edge of my seat going, how's this going to end?
Sure,
but
sure.
We all knew how it was going to end. Many Boffins died.
That's the second Death Star.
Yeah, that's the second Death
how
Star.
How many Death Stars are there now?
Two.
Well, or and three. Three if you count Starkiller Base.
Yeah, Starkiller Base.
Yeah, I like that the planet-based one is not called a Death Star, but the ones the size of a moon are called
The one
star.
That actually
really
kills stars is
need,
not a
need,
Death Star.
They need a better naming system.
Anyway, Solo is a fun film. I had an amazing time watching it. I've seen it twice now.
I mean, maybe I'll see it. You know, I'll give it a chance when it comes out somewhere I can see it.
I mean, it's got a bunch of cool aliens. It's got some drama and action. Yeah, you know,
oh, yeah,
Han
scissor
and Chewie
punch. Can you explain
Therm scissor punch?
How much? I saw the trailer and I didn't give a fuck. But then I saw Therm scissor punch.
Yeah, I remember that you were interested in that, and I can't remember him in the movie.
It was just like, you know, it's kind of like B movie kind of monster things, and it looked really cool.
He's sitting immediately to Lando's left at the initial Sabacc table in the film.
Is that it?
Oh.
Yeah, that's
why is he advertised in Denny's if he's in for like 5 seconds?
Oh, for fun.
You don't get fucking on the Denny's menu if you're in a movie for 5 minutes.
Why did they produce a Constable Zuvio action figure when he literally was not in the film?
Who the fuck is Constable Zuvio?
Constable Zuvio is the greatest character in The Force Awakens who featured no screen time whatsoever.
I am so lost. Well, who is this character?
He was a cool-looking alien. He was featured heavily in a bunch of promotional material, and because most of these Star Wars films have been really slapdash in how they're assembled, he was heavily promoted. He was in the first wave of
Denny's
action
menus?
Figures for The Force Awakens, and then he just warmed the pegs because literally he featured no screen time.
Well, that was okay.
I mean, that's
they cut
because
him
because of how mm-hmm. slapdash everything has been. That's kind of a big part of why I'm just not interested at this point.
I understand. I mean, like, I enjoy the sport of examining the Star Wars films and franchise in general. Like, that's kind of fun on a meta level. But I also enjoy, you know, Star Wars in large part. I watch Star Wars Rebels quite a bit. I think that's the best Star Wars of this new era of Star Wars. The closest thing to that is Solo. Solo is an expanded universe paradise, and it's not all fan service. It's got, I mean, it's got a good kind of noir, vaguely Casino Royale-esque story.
Does the Kessel Run in it?
The Kessel Run does happen in
it,
yeah.
Does it show how he got the Millennium Falcon from Lando?
Yeah.
Does it show him meeting Chewbacca?
Mm-hmm.
You're saying it's not fan service, and those are all the main things about him.
I never said it's not fan service.
Oh, I thought you just said it's not fan service.
Did I?
I don't know.
Maybe
you said it's not completely fan service.
Yeah, there's the thing, though. Like, seeing those moments, I wouldn't even really consider those fan service. Those are, like, obligatory tentpole moments that an executive wants to see. But the way they're handled is done with, like, such care. You're not even, like, it's not like they're winking at the camera and you're meant to applaud when you recognize something because you're a sheep. It's not even like that. Like, mm-hmm. It's actually really well handled, and Ron Howard did a
shocking job. I sort of felt like it was
job.
Like that.
But you saw the movie, right?
Yeah, I saw it.
Oh, two conflicting opposing views here on the Nerdy Show.
I didn't hate it. I just thought that your description is very apt.
Okay, if it wasn't Han Solo, if it was just different characters in the Star Wars universe, would it be like just like a fun little movie? Is it just that it is Han Solo is the problem? Or that like there's no point to it? Or?
Yeah, I think if it wasn't Han Solo, it might
just be like a nice little movie.
Yeah, it could have been a good side movie, maybe. I don't know.
Like about Wedge. Wedge would have been good. Biggs and Wedge.
Something other than that. I actually didn't really like Donald Glover in it either.
I also did not like Donald Glover in it. And what hurt his performance a lot is that you can actually... The one thing where I'm like, oh, this is clear... And I could be wrong about this, but it seemed like to me, this is clearly the difference between the scenes that Lord and Miller filmed and the scenes that Ron Howard filmed, is he puts on this weird, very pandering-y Billy Dee Williams faux accent. Like, he's really trying to impersonate Billy Dee Williams in an obvious and uncomfortable way for some scenes, but not all scenes. And when he's not doing that, he's great. But they actually kept quite a bit of that in there.
Did you ever see Mystery Team that he was on?
No.
It was one of his really, really early movies, and he just played like a ridiculous kid.
Uh-huh.
And I saw a lot of that movie coming through in his performance because he just was kind of acting ridiculous.
Yeah, a lot of overacting for the sake of putting on the character of Lando Calrissian.
Yeah.
Which is actually, for all the criticisms that were leveraged by anonymous sources leading up to the release of this film about Alden Ehrenreich, who played Han Solo, I thought he did an amazing job. I thought, like, he was never at any point impersonating Harrison Ford, but doing an interesting and compelling portrayal of what the character of Han Solo would be like if he was naive and full of hope and hadn't had it beaten out of him.
Yeah, I thought his performance was pretty decent, especially considering somebody told me that he was taken into acting classes or something for this
that
movie.
That was you told me once that was a rumor, Cap. Was that a rumor?
That was a bit of weird spin put on by someone who wanted to make some Hollywood Reporter money.
Oh.
So they were like, oh yeah, they brought in an acting coach for Alden Ehrenreich.
I thought like the previous director who like left or got fired said that. Like maybe out of spite or something.
No. Phil Lord and Chris Miller, who were fired, have been nothing but as generous as you could expect someone to be under those circumstances. And they brought in a woman who is a writer and also a sometimes acting coach onto the set for use of the entire set, which is actually a normal thing to do. But because it's like so the reshoots on Rogue One were actually something of note. Like they were more substantial than normal and they were trying to downplay it as this is.
You mean like how everything in the trailer wasn't actually in the movie?
I mean, but the fact is reshoots in general are very normal. So yes, those were abnormal reshoots.
But it's like, yeah, well, when you reshoot after showing an entire trailer of the movie, that's kind of weird.
Right. Well, what I'm saying here is that actually bringing on, this is a similar but different thing. Bringing an acting coach onto a set is actually normal.
What?
So that's the thing. And in this case, everything like...
I bet Tom Hanks never needed one. He was in that Manhattan movie where he had AIDS.
That's Philadelphia.
Manhattan.
And then there was a nuke and it exploded. And he got half in the ship and then his feet were on the other side of the ship. And then he had AIDS from the nuke.
Nuke had AIDS. Yeah, and the nuke is how that he was a child at the beginning of the movie, and then it turned him into an adult.
And so he became
he had this child's mind.
And then he fought aliens in a robot suit, right?
Well, no, he was in the Zoltar machine. He was that robot.
And his time kept rewinding, so he had to keep reliving like the same week over and over
again?
Yeah, oh. And at one point, he got hit on the head and talked really slow and just hung out at park benches.
With his best friend, Wilson.
Yeah. And then the aliens just died from cancer.
And then he ate a lot of shrimp. Hey, let's not make this into a solo episode, though. Yeah. We were talking about Star Wars again. Let's make this into a... How about that Boba Fett movie coming out?
And the Obi-Wan Kenobi movie coming out.
Oh, God. Why?
Isn't Boba Fett just going to be the fucking clone anyway? They can't use anyone except for someone who looks similar
now,
to...
Wasn't the Obi-Wan movie episode 1, 2, and 3...
Oh, where he did absolutely nothing. It was contradictory to his character.
Yes. But the love of the fan base of Ewan McGregor and wanting to see him in an actually a good movie for a change is what's motivated this taking place.
Guys, you know what's funny? I went back and watched some clips from like the prequels.
Uh-huh.
And then the original movies. And there's a scene where Obi-Wan Kenobi is talking about Anakin. He's like, oh, we were dear, like we were really close, we were good friends. And then you watch the prequels and like not once were you guys not arguing or doing anything. You hated each other for three movies. You were never close friends, and then you burnt him in a volcano. That's not the sign of a close friend. Fuck you.
Okay, so episode 2 opens up relatively early in the film with like they're both in an elevator, and you, the audience, are getting the idea of, oh, this young man is actually the kid who was the child formerly.
Talking about episode 2.
And they have a really awkward conversation in the elevator where they're laughing about old times. Well, as I understand
it's been like 6 months
in the original script, it was just him bitching and being a whiny baby, and they added in, they're like, oh, we need to actually tell the audience that these characters like each other, and they didn't have any of it in there.
It's
George
almost,
just left
it's
it
It's almost
out.
Like whoever made the prequels didn't know anything about Star Wars. It's so weird.
It is weird. Well, he does call them robots and laser swords. So
they use their laser swords. Like, dude, you fucking created the name lightsaber. Just use
it. At least he's not taking it too seriously, right?
All
right,
so, okay, Obi-Wan movie's taking place, obviously, after the prequels.
Yes.
With Ewan McGregor.
Yes.
Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor.
You and McGregor.
Human McGregor.
Human McGregor. Yeah. Maybe he'll take some acting lessons.
I don't think he needs them.
I don't know. I saw the prequels.
Well, and what I think
and
it was
the fucking Boba Fett movie. How you go? He's just a fucking clone. I don't give a shit anymore.
Well,
sorry.
No.
I'm really angry for no reason.
He's not
about a movie that doesn't matter.
He's yeah. You are really angry for no reason. Boba Fett is a clone of Jango Fett, right? But he doesn't have the same, or like his own little project. He doesn't have the same thing that like Captain Rex and all the other clones have. He doesn't have Order 66 implanted in him. He's a free agent. He's basically a genetic duplicate of Jango, who's had his own life experience.
Well, that was like the whole, he was Jango's like price for being the genetic blueprint for the clone troopers.
Like, give me one.
If they're, you know, if they're going to make fucking movies about side characters and shit, can they make one, like, out of IG-88 at least? Because that
no,
guy's fucking cool.
No, he's not canon anymore.
You know, when you...
he's very canon. He's been all over Forces of Destiny, and he's a putz, unfortunately.
You see him for 5 fucking seconds in one of the original movies, and he's, like, a more interesting character just looking at him than, like, half the shit that's ever happened in any of the side movies they've made or the prequels. I want a movie about IG-88 hooking up into the Death Star and about to like blow everyone up. That'd be a great movie.
Well, I mean, that's the expanded universe for you. That's Tales from the Bounty Hunters, and that it was a fun.
I read that.
Clearly, you did, and it was a fun read.
I want Dash Rendar to fight IG-88 on the fucking train in that desert world.
Hey, if you want that vibe, honestly,
I want the Swoop Gang.
You want
Dash to infiltrate the Swoop Gang.
You really should see Solo, Brandon,
and fight.
It is
Emperor Shizor.
It is very much like there's a great many shades of Shadows of the Empire in it, including a Swoop Gang and a Prince Shizor-like character. So
why don't they just make it Prince Shizor? If that's how you pronounce his name, I don't know.
Because Shadows of the Empire is a great video game and a fucking terrible book.
Yeah, but I mean,
you don't want Prince Shizor, trust me. There's a really, really, really awful sequence where he uses pheromones on Leia and like tries to like consensually rape her.
Yeah, but then I saw the latest movie and which is worse.
Oh, and it felt the same.
I'll rape my mind a bit.
No,
felt like I was mind raped.
Hey, dude, I didn't like The Last Jedi either, but Solo is exactly what I would want from like If they're gonna give me like side Star Wars films, this is my jam. I had a great time. It's an action adventure sci-fi. It's in the
Snoodles.
Same category as Fifth Element. Same kind of film.
That's fucking high praise. You watch your tone.
I'm not saying it's the same caliber, but it's in the same category. It's a sci-fi adventure film, just like Fifth Element.
Yeah, maybe I'll check it out. I'll just change the names. I'll edit the movie and change the names, and it'll be fine. Every time they say a name, I'll be like, Kublai Khan. I'll just like change Han Solo's. I don't know what a good substitute name for Han Solo is.
Ham salad.
Over here.
All right, random Calrissian.
Random calzone.
I did finally see Deadpool 2, by the way. I know we've sort of addressed this already.
Oh, yeah, it's one of the movies I saw lately. Yeah. How'd you like it?
It was fantastic.
Yeah, it was pretty fantastic. It's
a fine brandy of a sequel.
I saw it with Boar, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, it felt like so long ago.
One movie I've seen recently is Infinity War.
Oh, man, that ending. How about that ending? Spoilers. Right?
It had an ending.
Spoilers. Hawkeye. Fuck. I mean, honestly.
Get excited for that.
Hawkeye almost had him. And if his fucking wife and child didn't get in the way, the universe would have been fine.
I don't know. My favorite thing about Infinity War was probably Ant-Man.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the way he went inside the gauntlet, that was fucking insane. He went into the gauntlet.
And who would have thought that they actually had the balls to integrate the entire cast of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and, like, the forthcoming cast of New Warriors, Squirrel Girl? I mean,
Coulson,
way to debut characters.
When the original, like, the main six or whatever, as I call them, met Coulson again after, like, 10 years.
I don't remember Coleslaw.
Coleslaw, it was heart-wrenching. And then he gets stabbed again by the same staff by Loki. It was fucking incredible.
Bitter irony.
Yeah. Full circle. It's good storytelling.
I don't think he's coming back from it this time.
No, it's good writing, though.
Yeah.
It's good writing. Oh, well, we need to see the end of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this season to see what happens.
True. And, man, seeing Ghost Rider in that final Wakanda battle scene.
Oh, Nicolas Cage? Amazing.
Yes.
Best thing he's ever done.
And teaming up with Robbie Reyes? Exceptional.
It was beautiful.
This is the true power of a cinematic universe that also is a television universe.
It was pretty great. The part where Daredevil came in was like 2 second cameo, but it was really great.
I've been a harsh critic of the Inhumans television special series, but the characters shone through in this. I do lament all of their individual deaths at the hands of Thanos and his warriors on their approach to Earth.
And when the immortal Iron Fist went toe to toe with Thanos and they punched at the exact same time and made a shockwave that like destroyed 5 miles of the ground. Incredible. It was like Dragon Ball Z all over again.
It was exactly like Dragon Ball Z.
It was great.
Except in this one, Goku's entire fist shattered.
I did hate the ending, though, when they wake up and they're in a machine and it was all like a simulation. But other than that, everything was really good. Can't wait to see what they do for the sequel to this movie.
Ditto.
Yeah. Anyway.
Ditto. Coming later this year.
Fun movie. If you didn't see it, spoilers, sorry, but it was pretty great. And
none of those things happened.
All of those things were true. We don't tell lies here on Nerdy Show.
No, only truth.
No, we're not allowed to tell lies.
We're contractually obligated to only tell the truth.
I was just going to say that.
You lie all the time, Brandon.
No, you just think I lie all the time. It's your brain tricking
you. We're also not supposed to feature pornography, so I will not tell you that I have a dripping wet cunt full of human semen.
Wow.
What?
I've heard that one 2 minutes ago.
Oh, just a contract that I refuse to sign.
Oh, okay.
All right, so that was our review of everything.
I haven't heard this story.
We will not tell it on the air, and I'm legally bound to not tell it, but I just wanted to emphasize that we do not feature pornography here, fully erect penis spewing jism.
Your lawyer is going to be very upset with you.
Aren't you his lawyer, Brandon?
No, I'm not his sex lawyer. I'm a different kind of lawyer. I'm his bird lawyer.
Dog dick bukkake all night long. Thank you for that. We're here all night. Anyway, back to the pills I mentioned.
You're making us eat pills randomly.
A long time ago, the Cards Against Humanity did a thing called 10 Days or whatever of Kwanzaa.
I'm not eating any pills shipped in a fucking Cards Against Humanity box.
Now, I didn't get around to using this particular gift that they gave me on one of the many days of celebratory items that they sent in the mail. It's the miracle berry, the berry that that they've turned into a pill that then changes the way your tongue perceives taste for about an hour.
Like you eat a lemon, it tastes like sweet and things like that.
Mm-hmm. I haven't done this. I meant to do it. I just forgot about
it. Did you get lemons?
While I was rummaging through the drawers. Anyway, these expired in 2016, but I'm going to do it anyway. Everyone else is more than welcome to sample a pill.
Yeah, do you have anything sour? Because
I've got a Danish.
You have to have sour things.
Can you eat sweet and it tastes sour?
I've got lemon juice here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you do have lemon
juice. I have red wine vinegar.
Oh, gross.
This is. Can you mix them together?
I have Hershey's cocoa powder.
This is the making of a fine salad dressing.
Mm-hmm. And a whole onion.
Oh, wow.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
That's not an onion.
It's a baby onion.
It's a baby. It's left. A baby onion.
Wait. So do you put the
separated it from its parents, and their cries were excruciating to my emotional core.
I'm not eating one of these. Do you even know how to eat one of these?
With your mouth.
I mean, like, do you swallow or do you let it absorb into your tongue?
Yeah, in your tongue.
Is it chewable?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's kind of stale, but it tastes like.
I mean, it did only expire like 2.5 years ago.
Or you want to eat a 2-year-old expired pill that was sent in the mail?
I'm curious to see if they still work.
I mean, you're about to. This makes for great radio, by the way.
Tastes kind of like raisins.
Raisins?
Yeah. All right, so is it working yet?
I mean, I'm letting it coat my tongue. But we'll see.
Heard that before.
So,
have you now?
I forget, did we have any kind of extensive discussion on Deadpool 2?
Like, no, we skipped right over it and went to Infinity War spoilers.
Yeah, that was tough.
Well, the entire cast of X-Men is in it. Spoilers. That's about all the spoilers.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What a great sequel. Like, it's been a while now. I feel like we probably have full liberty to talk about it extensively, but I'm not gonna, because it took me this long to see it. It's probably taking you even longer. And of course, Matt has not seen it yet. So
there's a few gags that are on the nose where you might be like, oh, okay, it's Deadpool, it's Ryan Reynolds, whatever. But other than that, the movie's a good movie.
I don't know.
It's
a fun movie. It was joyful start to finish for me. It's
Josh
off.
Brolin, good in all his Marvel
good
films.
Good in all his Marvel films. And
he's playing Squirrel Girl, too.
I'm really excited about that. I mean, really, the Brolin cinematic universe is, I'm most excited.
There's going to be a Brolin collection that comes out, just the movies he's in. All right, so you can't see this.
Brolin down the river is my
Brolin down the river.
That's his work that I like the most. That's his bluegrass band that he's in.
Oh man, I love when he goes bowling and he calls it going brolling. That's a good one. All right, so Cap just downed lemon juice. You can't see it, obviously.
Wow, Wang jangle that shit in your mouth. That's amazing.
Well, are you gonna hand?
You want to try this?
He didn't have the pill. He's just going to eat lemon juice.
I'm the only one who pilled myself.
Wait. Yeah, you're going to pill yourself. Here, just let me have lemon juice. I'll just eat lemon juice. I'm just going to drink pure. Here, pour some lemon juice in this cup.
There's some in there still.
Is there?
Yeah. Right,
I'm just going to drink lemon juice.
All right, give me a pill. I want one.
Yes, do pills. Everybody.
Ah!
Give me that cup. I'm going to pour some vinegar.
Lemon juice!
I'm going to get my guts good and clean with this vinegar lemon juice combo here.
Oh, so much lemon. Did you just eat vinegar? Does vinegar taste any different?
Yeah. It tastes like a candy drink with tingles in your mouth.
You're full of shit.
I'm not. Try it out.
You're being paid off by the Miracle Berry Society to say these things.
Mine's the all MBS. Crushed already.
Oh, good. That's convenient.
Snort it. Let's see if your nose will taste things differently.
You wanna, anyone curious about the sound of biting into an onion?
No. It's fucking disgusting. Does that? There's no way it doesn't still taste like an onion.
Like a Vidalia onion.
But does it just taste like an onion?
Well,
I'm struggling with this one.
No, I mean, okay, so you know how onions kind of burn white onions when you bite into them?
Yeah, and they taste
terrible. That's still there, but actually it did take the edge off.
Ooh. Miracle Berry pills, they take the
edge off. They take the edge off. This is what astronauts use when they're like piloting reentry. So, Bo, are you... You ready for some lemon juice?
Maybe.
Maybe.
How long does it take to work?
Not very.
As long as it takes to swallow it. Here.
It does taste like old raisins. I can
wait. Why are you? What is it supposed to do to cocoa powder?
Well, it's bitter.
Oh, cocoa powder?
Yeah.
You ain't got
bitter chocolates and stinky cheeses are recommended for the miracle berry. So I have cocoa powder here.
What about maggots? Can I eat maggots?
I mean, if you want.
If I eat a dead corpse, what the fuck's it going to taste like?
What does it taste like to start with?
Death.
Just a police officer pulls you over or whatever. You're just eating a dead corpse in the middle of the road. And like, it tastes like fucking candy. It's these miracle berries. Try one of these pills. And you're just eating a dead corpse. I'd eat a dead corpse with a miracle berry.
A dead corpse. I'd eat an oxymoron with a miracle berry.
Shut up. You ain't take any English classes in the past 20 years.
Lemon juice does taste really sweet.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
All right.
Red wine vinegar, also very good.
God damn it. Okay. There's one last pill. I'm going to take it. Unless you want it.
Peer pressure.
If we're all going to get like tuberculosis, we're getting it together.
I have Mountain Dew Baja Blast. I wonder if that'll be even sweeter.
Oh, maybe so. Did you want like some diarrhea. Red wine vinegar?
Where's the pill? There it is. Do I chew it?
Yeah. All the sourness from the soda is gone. Like, you know, Mountain Dew usually has a little bit of a, you know, citrus kick to it. Mm-hmm. All that's taken away and it just tastes sweet.
Why does it taste like old raisins?
I'm now eating Doritos Blaze. I don't know what they taste like normally, actually. We haven't had a Dungeons and Doritos recording in pushing on a year. Hopefully, report, by the way. I haven't spoken a rule in a while, but presumably things are still not doing great for his family. I think about him often and I miss role playing.
Ugh.
This is weird.
Hold on, I'm gonna drink some more lemon juice now that I put this shit fuck pill in my goddamn mouth. That's fucking crazy. It tastes like lemonade. What the fuck is this? What is this science shit?
All right, give me some of the vinegar.
Woo! Hold on, not before I get some of it. Hold on. I'm drinking lemon juice and vinegar all fucking day on Nerdy Show.
Give me that vinegar.
Was it red wine vinegar? Classy. Hold on. Smells like fucking vinegar.
Brandon, why don't you toss me the fact sheet right in front of you there?
Yeah, it tastes like watered down. Here. Some what?
Fact sheet. Give me the fact sheet.
The facts.
Or you can read
how are there facts when this pill is magic? That doesn't make any sense. What? There's so many pages.
I mean, any advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic.
That's true. Thank you.
Okay,
man.
It's from a plant in Africa. They contain a thing I can't pronounce that fucks with your taste buds, blocks certain taste receptors. So basically, the sour taste receptors are blocked. Yeah, that's it. That's really it.
What's wrong with the Doritos? Does anything happen there?
It fucks with those Doritos.
Let me see a Doritos.
It's not great.
Do you see the images in this? They're swearing.
Yeah, they're little candy.
Stupid people call this flavor tripping. The effect lasts up to an hour. An hour? I have to fucking... I'm being a judge for a wine tasting contest in 30 fucking minutes! It's fine.
You have bird flu.
Why did you all bring dessert wines to this contest? You know, it says, like, here's things you can eat. Grapefruit, lemon, lime, stinky cheese, bitter chocolate. But it should be, like, alkaline batteries. Like, paste. Hey, do you have any used batteries I can lick the capacitor things?
Actually, I do.
Get me one.
Okay, are you sure about this?
Yes! Or right. I'm either going to explode, I'm going to lick a battery.
I actually wonder how alcohol will taste. But we don't have any, do we?
Cap, you drink alcohol now. Can you want to bring us some alcohol?
Do you have any beer?
Here's a corroded
I know sometimes
battery.
There's beer.
No, I'm not sure. This fucking has battery acid coming out of the top, damn it. Trying to kill me?
Cap, is there beer in the fridge?
I don't think there is. There's a box wine.
Oh.
Are we going to raid the fridge? Should I hit pause and we should raid the fridge and come back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
hit pause.
And we're back. We have box wine. Brandon,
I've got some nice vendange. I don't know how to pronounce this. Cabernet Sauvignon. Boxed edition.
I have a Spindrift sparkling grapefruit water. It's unsweetened, so that might fit the bill.
How old are we? We've never had a miracle berry.
I don't know. We're flavor tripping. Aren't you guys excited to be flavor tripping,
only
brah?
Stupid people call it flavor tripping.
That's right. They're straight up fuckos.
This asshole.
We also have a little bit of Fireball vodka.
Whiskey.
Yes, of course. Why did I say vodka? I'm drunk because I'm flavor tripping, y'all.
Oh my God, Boar, try this wine.
Is it okay?
Try this wine before I say anything.
Oh God.
Try that wine, Boar.
I also have some Soylent.
It just tastes like wine, but it's not burning.
Tastes like wine. The miracle berry does not help.
All right.
Even a little.
Let's try the whiskey then.
Ugh.
Let me take a swig of this cinnamon. There's no way the miracle berry is going to overpower fucking cinnamon whiskey.
Did the miracle berry wear off?
I don't think so.
Oh, this is great. It just makes it so the cinnamon whiskey doesn't burn.
How that
There's no burning from
the
wine.
What's the point in that?
I don't know what's happening. Someone take
That's
this whiskey.
That's half the fun.
Let me try.
I need more lemon juice to make sure the miracle berries still work. Let me squirt it in my mouth. Here, just...
Squirt it in your eye.
Just squirt...
Oh, it still works.
If I put a miracle berry in my eyeball, and then I squirt lemon juice in my eye, how does that work? Does that work?
Okay, Boar, verdict. Like,
yeah,
right
I
up
even,
your nose.
Should
just
I even
right
bother
up your
with
Take
either
shot.
Of those two things, the whiskey or the wine?
I don't know if it actually changes it much. Like you said, the whiskey, it just takes the burning kind of
away.
The edge off.
It just tastes like cinnamon whiskey. It just tastes like cinnamon, so it's
it
pretty good.
It mainly tastes like cinnamon.
So okay. It's good.
Well, I'm going to try this grapefruit water then.
So it doesn't work that great with alcohol, but shit you're not supposed to eat, like raw onions, it works great for, I think.
Lemon. I was just thinking that maybe I could take one of those pills and then drink beer and not be disgusted. Mm. So I could pretend to be a normal person who
I mean,
likes
I
beer.
I don't like beer either.
I don't like beer either. We're the weirdest people.
That seems possible, but you know we don't have any beer because no one likes
the
beer
out,
and therefore we have no beer.
This tastes like lemonade. This
I
tastes
know,
better
I've
than
I've
your soda
it.
Right now.
I had it before you.
It tastes great.
The grapefruit water's fine. It was
oh,
already
shit.
Like decent, so it's relatively unimproved though.
Trench, you just the dung cookies.
They might
Maybe
be better
they'll
now.
Fucking not taste like shit, like literal shit. I'm gonna try one. Hold on. No, there's no help. There's no hope for these shit cookies.
Hey, Brandon, pass me that vinegar though.
Well, the red wine.
The red wine vinegar.
Pass
yeah.
the red wine vinegar, please.
Thank you very much. I'm so excited.
How many other do you have? Mustard and ketchup.
Probably.
You want to get some mustard and ketchup?
No, I don't want to stop the show again.
Damn it.
I feel like this is going to be run its course.
This is going to be the lowest rated episode of this podcast ever.
Oh, no. Have you seen our 300?
I was there.
Yeah. So, right.
Moving on from Miracle Berries. It's
cool,
great.
Yeah,
it's a cool gimmick. It worked.
Hey, this show and all the shows in the Nerdy Show Network are entirely listener supported. So if you never want to have this happen again...
We said that last time about food, and it happened again.
That's true.
oh, and they said don't keep torturing yourself.
No, that's okay. We can torture ourselves.
That's why I'm not doing
I didn't it. Torture myself. I turned terrible lemon juice into a delicious drink. You know.
You did do that.
But I do like how Brandon licked this popsicle stick. And
I wanted to see what it tasted like, and it tastes not
And they all have
much.
Words written on them as okay. some kind of, like, storytelling game or whatever, and Brandon pulled out the one that says graveyard.
Well, because that's where I'm going.
We have here in this room a storytelling device that was gifted to us, which has been used a little bit in the Lightning Dogs realm of things, that is a cup filled with sticks, different colored
popsicle sticks. How is this a storytelling device?
Well, you can use it for inspiration. The red sticks are actions, the blue are locations, and the yellow are subjects, like proper nouns.
All right. This says you have a meeting in the mall with a fairy. Doesn't specify what type, like a fantastical magical fairy or just a man. So doesn't really say. Could be any. Could be a Japanese man dressed as Tingle.
Kalulimpa!
Or just a guy cosplaying as his favorite anime.
Philanthropist, birthing musician, gathering demon healer.
Whoa. Holy smokes. Let's back that up.
I didn't know you could pull that many popsicle sticks
I mean, really,
out.
It's ill-advised, but Trench hit the jackpot there. Can we do that again?
What did he say?
Philanthropist, birthing musician, gathering demon healer.
Is it a philanthropist birthing musician, or is he a philanthropist that's giving birth to a musician?
I mean,
how do I interpret it?
I think it's a musician birthing a philanthropist.
Well, it says philanthropist.
Yeah, it sounds like he's just pooping him out.
Like a philanthropist birthing musician.
Okay.
And
gathering demon healers.
Gathering demon healers.
He's also gathering. He's gathering a demon healer. I'm gonna drink more lemon juice because this is.
I like the mall fairy personally.
Mall fairy.
I mean,
we could go anyway with that.
I have spent a lot of time researching.
Oh, they've got some of them have. Words on both sides.
Oh, no, they all have words on both sides.
Do they?
This is a multi-purpose tool.
Flip
it's
them
very
over.
Efficient.
Oh, man.
If you don't like one thing, you know.
I'm drinking all your lemon juice concentrate because it tastes like fucking sweet lemonade right now.
It still does, huh? Mm-hmm.
It will for an hour, in theory.
It's really good. From now on, I'm only drinking straight lemon juice.
which is great for my acid reflux, I think.
Yeah, that's it's good for it.
Get
yeah.
me some Tums. What do those taste like?
If I flip them over, it says criminal thief Still hunter, like surprising crying nomad.
Oh, wow. What an incredible pull you've had. I've never seen a big pull like that that yielded so many fruits.
Cap, you got any raw eggs? You got any raw beef? I'm going to hank in for some raw meat products. You got any raw asparagus?
No, I don't. God, I'm sorry. I regret to inform, I do not. I have some mint leaves.
How's your Soylent?
The Soylent is fine. It's slightly impacted, but it was already kind of sweet.
You've gotten me addicted to Miracle Berries. What's this chocolate taste like?
You don't want
to
do that.
Ah, what's this chocolate powder in my mouth?
That one didn't do anything.
Ah! Oh, God. It's bitter and it's stuck to all my...
You were trying to stop him, and I'm like, no, let it
Look,
go.
Look, it's stuck to my teeth. I'm going to wash it down with more lemon juice and red wine vinegar.
That is
I'm
just definitely the most shit-eating grin I've ever seen.
Video component to this, so everybody can see my disapproving glares I'm getting everyone.
You're just not participating. Oh. Oh, that's good. Lemon juice and chocolate. That's really good.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Hmm. Well, hey, back to the... So go to patreon.com/nerdyshow to give us money. And in giving us money, do assure us that that you never want to hear from us again.
And after this episode, please click unsubscribe.
No, do not do that. Look, hey, folks, we're scraping the bottom of the barrel. We need you. This is a telethon, really. Like, force us to stop by donating on Patreon.
Wait. This is my fault.
I wasn't informed that this was a lock-in.
Oh, it is.
There's no windows in here.
And there's no bolt cutters in here either. Whew. Good luck. I hope your kicking legs are good, because that's the best chance you'll have. And quite frankly, I think these doors are pretty well reinforced.
I mean, are you willing to bet your security deposit on that?
Oh, that's long gone.
So he's not getting that shit back. Mm. Oh, man.
Anyhow, if you like what we do and you don't have any money to spare, though even a dollar a month would be a huge help, come on, consider. You should head to iTunes and give us a rating or a review. You can also head to Podchaser, where you can rate and review specific episodes as well. Now, iTunes is a weird beast, because iTunes has international storefront facings, like so Apple Podcasts and all that. If you're on an account that's tethered to America, you will have to... anything you post will only be on the American store. If you're in New Zealand, you'll only be posting to the New Zealand iTunes or Apple Podcasts or whatever. If you're on the iTunes like desktop app and you scroll down to the bottom right corner, you can change your country. And if you do that, we can't see any reviews that are coming in from other countries. So if you do leave any, we'd like to know about them. But I went digging a little bit today, and I was surprised to see that no one in Canada had given us a review for Nerdy Show, and was quite disappointed by that. But I have here from Canada a review for the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program from May 25th, 2016. Which is from Guion09. Very good production, and most importantly, it's super easy to understand what everyone is saying and doing, which is...
Oh, that is good.
The bare minimum requirements for a podcast, but you know what?
Understand the words that I'm...
Yes. I do sympathize, because on role-playing podcasts, many are not as high quality as ours, and it is hard to hear everybody, and it is hard to hear what they're saying, they're doing, and so on and so forth. So, Guion, thank you very much. Hopefully everyone in Canada who sees that will know that there's no fooling around on the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program. We are all business.
Our budget was $2 million, and we spent every penny.
Every penny, yeah.
We spent at least $100 on the production and kept the rest.
You know, we didn't have to record it on location because it's just audio, but we did, goddammit.
I have a new BMW i8. So that's great because of
where
that.
Is it?
It's parked outside.
That's
are you sure?
That's the neighbor.
It wasn't
that's
there
six
when we
more
up.
Eyes than I have.
Woo!
It wasn't there when Boar and I pulled up. There's it's some in, piece of shit
it's,
in the driveway.
It's in the shop.
It's cloaked. It's got cloaking now.
Yeah.
What's well, a
bird
what
of,
I hit?
A bird of prey. You know, like obviously Brandon has a bird of prey. Come on, it's Brandon.
P-R-A-Y.
Mm.
Bird of prey.
Let us pray.
Oh, this lemon juice. I'm
so
slamming it.
We've gotten really Why? Distracted by a great many things. Boar, Trench, you guys want to, you have anything you want to share about what you've been up to?
Oh, or? Man, I saw Deadpool 2.
Uh-huh. It was
and
pretty
Solo.
Tight, right?
Yeah. Remember the time and... he hit that guy in the face with his nutsack?
Oh, yeah, that did happen.
I remember
yeah.
Peter? Was his name Peter?
Mm-hmm.
Was it?
Joined, just saw
joined
the ad.
X-Force? And he's like, yeah. You're hired. Do you not remember the movie? You just watched the movie like a week ago.
Was that his name?
I actually don't remember. I think
Brandon is referring to the completely average man who was enlisted into X-Force. You see him in Sugar Bear. Of the trailers. Sugar Bear, yes.
That's my Sugar Bear.
I was thrilled by the split-second cameo of a very famous movie star.
Yeah.
That was delightful.
Spoilers.
Just keep your eyes peeled. Don't blink. I want you to tape your eyes open while watching Deadpool 2.
You know, there's a story behind that cameo.
Yeah?
And the story was that Ryan Reynolds asked this actor that I shall not name. He came up to him randomly and was like, okay, I got this story wrong. He asked his agent to ask this actor if he would do the cameo. And he said, only if Ryan Reynolds personally delivers me a coffee. And so Ryan Reynolds, like a week later, just randomly goes up to him. Just found him on like a set. He just randomly goes up to him on a set and said, what kind of coffee do you want? And the actor was like, oh, fuck, I completely forgot about this. And he was like, it was really awkward. And was like, I guess I'll do this. And then he made him get him a coffee. And then he did the cameo. And that was it. That's the story. It's a great story.
Is that true?
Yeah. There was some docking involved.
And some bandana planking?
Yeah, bandana planking. Mm. You're welcome, Casper Kelly. I don't know Kelly. What
bandana planking is.
Ask
what is
Casper
that?
Kelly.
Well, no, ask Brandon. Casper Kelly invented the term, and Brandon invented what it actually is, which
still
is, of
waiting
course,
for him to use it in an episode of anything he writes.
Tying two fully erect penises together with a bandana and seeing what it can support, what weight it can support.
You form it into like a bridge or a plank.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, like, it's feather stiff as a plank.
It's like a test of fortitude more than a sexual thing.
Yeah, but...
It's completely non-sexual, but you do have to be rock hard.
You have to roll a D20 fortitude check.
It sounds like just some kind of a fun activity you could do with some bros.
I'm doing it right now, under the table.
Oh, is that what's going on?
Yep.
I thought some weird grunting was happening occasionally.
No, they're lifting some serious weight. They got dumbbells under there, like lined up against their, how many feet is that? Like 3 foot long shafts? Yeah, with dumbbells suspended.
15 inches each? Impressive. That's about right. 30 inches, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah,
it's
rock hard.
It's not exaggerating. Were we talking about birds?
We were talking about birds. Tell me, Brandon, about the Archaeopteryx and what they're doing these days. I mean, what are
the
Archaeopteryx up to?
Is old news. They found a newer, older bird, which is an accurate statement. They found a newer discovery of an older bird in China a while ago that predates it, has feathers.
Oh, and in amber, right?
Yeah, and they used it to rebuild the dinosaurs, and then Chris Pratt had a fucking fallout with his girlfriend who runs the park, and she's all like, they're all stereotypical and the movies are horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Jurassic World sucks.
Nerdy Show Fallen Kingdom.
All of the Jurassic World movies suck.
Yep. Hey, if you disagree with that, why don't you take that to the Nerdy Show Lounge, our Facebook page, where we are interacting constantly and belligerently, delightfully with one another and with you.
Jurassic World 1 and 2, that's what I'm calling them, are shit movies. Change my mind.
That seems borderline
post
impossible.
Post that on the forums. Hit me up on my phone number. I'll post it on this page. You text me how great Jurassic World
number is 954.
And I'll tell you how shit your fucking opinion is and how wrong you are to love a shit movie. You fuck.
Brandon, that's not what we're about here.
Go out, find something in the world.
283.
Here's Trench making editing more difficult for me. Thanks, Trench.
No, you can keep that in. It's fine.
It's not his real number.
That's four numbers short of a thing.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't care.
And I changed one of them.
0871.
Could be anything.
I don't give a fuck. Your opinions on Star Wars and Star Trek and Jurassic Park are stupid. Go back to school. Get a degree in not liking shit movies. You fucks.
Is that the degree you're working towards right now?
Yeah. Watching good movies that aren't pieces of shit.
And what's
piles
a
shit.
Good movie, Brandon?
Citizen Kane.
You ever seen that movie?
You ever see, you know, there's a weird there's a weird scene where the director thought it would be kind of boring. So in the transition, they have this weird, they cut to, it's like a kind of like 50% opacity of a fucking cockatoo screaming for no reason in the center of the shot as it transitions to another shot. It has nothing to do with the movie. It's a bird that appears hovering in the mid-frame screaming just to wake the audience up. And yet that movie is still heralded as a fucking work of art. It is.
Hold on. It sounds like Orson Welles played specifically to you. You were the target audience for that sequence.
Yeah. No, he knew. He knew I'd be born. I was second coming.
Well, you're his
great grandson.
Anyway, I've never seen Citizen Kane, but I've heard great things. I've heard it doesn't suck. Maybe I should watch it.
How much of that lemon juice have you drank?
Oh, shit. I keep drinking it. I'm not even... take this away, because I'm actually going to throw up at some point.
I would like some more of it. I mean, it still feels pretty hefty, but we have been drinking a lot of lemon juice right now.
Anyway, go watch some movies that are actually worth money.
Still not good.
Not CGI pieces of shit. What's your favorite movie?
You got a lot of anger.
Trench, what's your favorite movie? You already know what it is. What is it? You got 3 seconds. What's your favorite movie? I'm drunk on lemon juice. Go.
Nightmare Before Christmas, Brandon.
It's all right. Tim Burton's not the actual director, but he gets credit for it. What a fucking hack. Boar, what's your favorite movie?
The Brave Little Toaster.
It's a fucking great movie. Thank you. Nothing wrong with that one. I've seen people with tattoos of
there's
the
that,
toaster.
There's that scene between the blanket and the master that is just like... They call back and forth to each other, blanket, master, and that just really stuck with me.
That's the pegging scene.
Well, I don't want to give away any spoilers
a movie from the 80s.
Cap, all-time favorite. I mean, I guess it's hard to have a favorite, but what is your all-time?
Blue Crush.
Not Ninja Turtles 3.
No.
That's weird. I would have thought it was Ninja Turtles
3. Both have beaches in them.
Wait,
what's your favorite
what the fuck's
movie,
Blue
Brandon?
Crush? Is that shitty fucking one on the beach and there's nothing happens?
Wait, we were all just giving joke movies, right? Because Trench gave a horrible movie, so I just was following up with what I thought was a horrible movie.
I already forgot what Trench said, but I'm assuming it was a great movie.
Oh, man, you know what my favorite movie really is? Troll 2.
Okay, Nightmare Before Christmas
is
a pretty good
movie. I mean, Troll 1 was good, but I never saw the sequel.
Second only to A Troll in Central Park, the famous John Bluth film.
Is A Troll 2 when they go to Nilbog, the town Nilbog, and backwards it means goblin, and it's a really bad movie?
I don't know. No. I have no idea anymore. But hey, thanks so much for listening to this episode of Nerdy Show. We'll see you next time where something else is going to happen. Bye!
We didn't talk about my favorite movie.
Oh, what's your favorite movie, Brandon?
No, we don't have time. Episode's over.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.